feeling made his body forget about the smell.
いかがでしたか？死骸が発する匂いに男は鼻を追いましたが、その匂いを忘れるくらいの感情が湧きました。一体何を見たのでしょうか？さて、この番組は明日土曜日に今週5回分の再放送がありますので、聞いてみてくださいね。それでは皆さん、 See you next week!
Business Communication in Action.
Hello everybody, 杉田聡です。さあ、実践ビジネス英語の時間がやってきました。
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Heather Howard. Let's take a look at conversation at work.
それではご一緒に勉強してまいりましょう。今回のビニエットのテーマは Aging Together、 共に老いる。今日はその6回目です。ではまずここで今回のビニエットを通しで聞いてみましょう。
How's your sister doing, Steve? I guess tax accountants like her are starting to get busy at this time of year.
Thanks for asking, Alice. Kathy turned 65 recently and decided to retire. She's moved in with our mother in New Jersey. So instead of tending to her garden at her co-op in Connecticut and spending quality time with her grandchildren, Kathy is now caring full-time for our frail 90-year-old parent.
Wow, that's so kind of her. What a radical change of lifestyle.
It is. Instead of spending her day trying to get tax deductions for her clients, Kathy is now with Mom 24/7. She bathes her, prepares her meals, picks up her medications, schedules home care worker appointments, and transports her wheelchair for excursions.
Now that's what I call filial piety, a virtue that's in short supply these days.
You know, none of us thought Mom would live to be 90. She wasn't all that healthy and has a history of heart trouble.
How is she doing mentally, if you don't mind my asking?
I don't mind at all. That's a very important question. Mom doesn't have dementia, fortunately. She's in fairly good shape, apart from having some trouble walking.
Your sister and your mom are part of a trend that's picking up speed across the nation. An increasing number of people in their 60s and 70s are spending their retirement years caring for parents who are in their 90s or even older.
Yes, people are living longer, so many adult children and their parents are now aging together, as researchers call the trend.
Kathy thought this would be a time in her life when she could shed some of her responsibilities. But she sees caring for Mom as paying her back for all she did for us as kids. It's like the cycle of life has come full circle. She admits that it can be tough going sometimes, even though it's a gift to still have our mother with us.
My heart goes out to your sister. It's great that she has dedicated herself to taking care of your mom, but she shouldn't neglect her own health. Many late-in-life caregivers, usually daughters, find their health suffering because of the stress, physical labor, and isolation that often come with caregiving.
There's research that shows an older caregiver's health can continue to be negatively affected even after a parent's death.
That's a sobering thought. I hope your sister is taking care of herself, Steve.
Thanks, Pat. I'm happy to say that she is. She's careful to take breaks at set intervals, have regular medical checkups, and get lots of exercise. Kathy also devotes a fair amount of time and energy to maintaining her social connections.
I'm glad to hear that. This kind of situation can be a daunting challenge, even for families whose members have close and loving relationships with each other. And things can get really stressful if there's any element of toxicity in those relationships. Old hurts and resentments can rear their ugly heads, and the quality of caregiving can suffer.
I imagine financial issues can pose problems too. Having to deal with relatives about money issues is often less than pleasant.
Yes, but Kathy is a very good accountant. She's taken good care of that side of things.
In most societies in the past, it was standard for people to take care of their aged parents. Extended families were the norm. Now, extended longevity is the new normal.
It's the same story all over the world. Women are having fewer babies, and the number of seniors is rising fast. What this means is that the world's population will get older as its growth slows down. It's estimated that by 2050, one in six people worldwide will be older than 65.
I was taken aback when I learned that in 2018, people 65 or older outnumbered children younger than 5 worldwide. That's simply amazing.
This trend has some very serious and troubling implications for countries where the number of retired people is increasing.
As baby boomers get older, more older Americans will be in need of care. But fewer caregivers are now available. Did you know that millennials comprise a quarter of the nation's unpaid caregivers? More than 6 million of them now provide care for a parent, parent-in-law, or grandparent.
Millennials do seem to be getting a raw deal when it comes to demographics, don't they?
Yes. Taking on caregiving responsibilities can come at crucial life-defining times in the lives of millennials. That unexpected burden can delay or derail milestones, such as starting a family and purchasing a home.
Yes. Pity the poor millennial who's expected to make decisions about someone else's life when they're still trying to plot out their own path.
Taking care of an aged relative involves a serious time commitment, and that can have a serious effect on your life. Statistics show that 1 in 3 millennials who look after someone with dementia, for example, is forced to reduce the number of hours they work, or has lost benefits or their job altogether.
One thing that we tend to forget when we're talking about elder care is loneliness. It's just as serious a problem as physical health issues.
That's a very good point. We humans are social animals after all.
Kathy and I looked at some care homes when we were looking into long-term care options for our mother. Apparently, there are many people who never have any visitors, or whose family members spend 15 minutes at the facility and then leave.
There's research showing that loneliness is worse for health than obesity or inactivity. In fact, it's as bad for your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
では、Talk the Talk です。ここではヘザーさんと今回のビニエットのテーマについて話をしています。In our current vignette, Steve Lyons talks about how his 65-year-old sister has moved in with their 90-year-old mother to take care of her. Your parents are in their 70s now, right, Heather?
They are. My parents were both very young when I was born, just 23 and 24, I believe. So as I approach 50, they are coming up on their mid-70s. My father remains active physically, though, as I mentioned in an earlier conversation, he has had some heart trouble in recent years. My mother, unfortunately, isn't able to get around much these days, but she uses her computer to stay in touch with people and pursue different projects. They don't live together, I should clarify. They divorced back when I was 8 years old.
Living in Japan, as you do, is moving back home to take care of your parents an option for you?
That would be pretty much impossible, to be honest. My life is here. From the majority of my friends and family to all my sources of income. I'd have to completely upend my life to go back to the States. I don't think it could be done, frankly, and my parents don't expect it, either. We've talked about various options for what they'll do when they need regular care and such, but never once have they asked me to consider going back.
In Japan, aging together is sometimes called roro kaigo, old people having to care for an elderly spouse, sibling, or parent is a real serious problem here. As you know, more than a quarter of the population in Japan is 65 or older, which makes this the most aged society in the world. In the old days, when we lived in big families, there was always a relative who would take care of an aging parent. But that's not the case anymore, as we have nuclear families and there are fewer children.
That's very true. You know, it's wonderful that people are living longer in today's modern world. I like to read history, and it always strikes me how so many people used to die relatively young. Today, if we hear that someone has passed away at the age of 65, for example, I think our first reaction is often to be surprised, to say, "What? Why? What happened?" And yet, while it's great that parents and siblings and such tend to be with us for many more years than they used to, that also brings new issues that we have to deal with.
Right. Many late-in-life caregivers suffer from their own failing health, which can worsen with the stress, physical tasks, and isolation that often accompany caregiving. And the financial picture can become dire, too.
I can easily imagine that. I can already feel myself slowing down at almost 50. I get tired so much more easily than I used to. Sometimes keeping up with my 7-year-old daughter is just exhausting. And after a full day of work and/or child rearing, I just want to collapse into bed. So it's hard to think how I could manage, 15 or 20 years from now, caring for an elderly relative who could do far less for themselves than my daughter can. That's a daunting prospect, and society needs to do everything it can to help caregivers in that position.
Listening challenge です。
Challenge 1. Listen to the telephone message and fill in the numbered spaces on the form in the text. Okay, here we go.
Hello, this is Ron Seeger from 4B Floorworks. I'm calling about the price estimates you requested for 3 items from our store. As you're a long-time customer, these prices are below retail. First, 16 pressed particle board panels, size 4x8. Those should run about $189 total. Second, 25 tubes of clear floor caulk will be about $115. And finally, 220 ceramic tiles, off-white, the same color code as last time, OW43. The total for the tiles will be about $380. This puts you at an estimated grand total of $684. If you have any questions about these quotes or need to adjust your order, please don't hesitate to call me back at 613-555-0440. Thanks very much.
The answers are 1-0-4-4-0, 2-16, 3-115, 4-ceramic tile.
いかがでしたか?聞き取れましたか?
Challenge 2. What does the woman ask the man to do? A. Send his draft to a client. B. Make revisions to his report. C. Postpone a conference. Okay, let's listen.
Don, I've read the report you wrote. Fine work, and right on schedule.
I'm glad you like it. Is that all we need to do with it for now?
Not quite, I'm afraid. The client contacted us just this morning with some updated information. The language of the report can stay the same, but some of the lists of numbers will need copying and pasting. It shouldn't take long.
I'm scheduled to attend a small conference this morning, but let me check to see if I absolutely need to be there. If not, I can have a new draft to you very soon.
Thanks, Don. It can wait until late afternoon if need be.
The answer is B. Make revisions to his report.
男性が Is that all we need to do with it for now? と聞いていたのに対して女性が Not quite というふうに答えてましたね。それから The client contacted us just this morning with some updated information. The language of the report can stay the same, but some of the lists of numbers...will need copying and pasting. というふうに続けていました。ですから答えは B の Make revisions to his report というふうになります。では最後の As they say 和洋ことわざ校に行きましょう。今日取り上げる日本のことわざは船頭を多くして船山に登る。
Too many captains will drive a boat up a mountain.
指図したり指揮を取ったりする人ばかりが多いために、方針の統一が取れず、かえってとんでもない方向に物事が進んでしまうことの例えです。西洋のことわざで近いのは
Too many cooks spoil the broth.
料理人が多すぎるとスープがダメになる。それから反対の意味のことわざとしては
Many hands make light work.
人手が多ければ仕事は楽になるということですね。では今日はここまでにしましょう。 That's all for today.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
ラジオ仕事学のすすめの時間です。皆さん、仕事を進めていく上で迷ったり悩んだりしたこと